14. About traffic.
1. How do you get to school every day?
A. I go to school by bus. I go to the bus stop and get on a number 10 bus. I go 2 stops on the bus and I change for bus number 6. I get off at the 3rd stop. Then I turn right and go straight on for about 100 metres.
B. My father drives me to school in his car. He drives down the main road and at the traffic lights he turns right.
C. I walk to work every day. I come out of the house, turn right, go along that street, and at the next crossroads I turn left. I go as far as the park, cross the park, and my office is right next to the park.
2. How long does it take you to get to school?
A. I don't live far from the school, so it doesn't take me more than 10 minutes to get there.
B. As I live quite a long way from the school, it takes me more than an hour to get there by bus. 3. What different means of transport are there in big cities?
A. In big cities, there are several means of transport. For example, buses, trams, trolley buses, taxi, and the underground.
4. Why are there so many vehicles in big cities?
A. Because there are a lot of people who live, work and travel in these cities. They have to go a long way to and from work and school.
5. Which is the fastest, the most comfortable and the most expensive?
A. Perhaps the taxi is the most comfortable means of transport. It's also the most expensive. I think the underground is the fastest vehicle in towns because it goes under the ground, so it never gets into traffic jams.
6. Which is the slowest, the least comfortable, and the cheapest?
A. The tram is the cheapest and generally the slowest. I don't know which one is the least comfortable. I think it varies.
7. How do you use the bus, the tram, or the trolley bus in Budapest?
A. You use all these vehicles in the same way. If you do not have a season ticket, you buy a ticket first, and when you get on the bus or tram, you validate it.
8. How do you use the underground?
A. You buy a ticket and put it into a machine. Then you go down to the platforms on an escalator. When the train comes, the doors open and you get on.
9. How often does the underground run in Budapest?
A. It runs every other minute during the rush hours.
10. Where can you buy the tickets?
A. Before getting on a vehicle, we have to buy the tickets. You can buy the tickets at newsstands, tobacconists, small shops and post offices.
11. What do you have to do with your ticket?
A. You put it in a machine and validate your ticket.
12. Have you got a season ticket?
A. Yes, I have a monthly season ticket because I use the bus almost every day.
B. I don't have a season ticket because I don't often take a bus. 13. Why is a season ticket useful?
A. It's cheaper to buy a season ticket if you use the public transport regularly. There are also price reductions for students and pensioners.
B. It's more convenient to buy a season ticket because you don't have to buy and validate a ticket every time. 14. What are the problems of modern traffic in big towns?
A. Perhaps the biggest problem is that there are always traffic jams in the streets and it's difficult to get to your destination. Also, a big problem is that the air in towns is really polluted.
15. Have you got a car?
A. Yes, we have two cars in the family. My father uses one and my mother uses the other.
B. Yes, we have got a car. We bought it second hand some years ago. 16. What do you do when you get into a car and want to start it?
A. When you get into the car, you first put the key into the ignition and turn it. The engine starts. Then you push down the clutch pedal and put the gear lever into first gear. Next, you take the handbrake off. You let out the clutch pedal slowly while pushing down the accelerator pedal, and thus the car moves off.
17. What are the essential parts of a car?
A. The essential parts of a car are the wheels, the bonnet, the engine, the petrol tank, and the boot. Inside the car is the clutch, the accelerator and brake pedals, the handbrake and the steering wheel. Outside are the headlights, the number plate, the windscreens, the rear view mirrors. Under the car are the chassis and the exhaust pipe.
18. What signs help the drivers?
A. In most places, and especially at busy junctions, traffic lights control the traffic. There are other signs on the road too, which either give you direct orders or warn you of possible danger.
19. What does a good driver have to know?
A. First of all, he must know how to drive a car. Secondly, a good driver has to know what the traffic lights and the road signs mean and has to follow their instructions. He must also know the highway code.
20. Which do you prefer, riding a bicycle or driving a car?
A. I prefer cycling because it keeps you fit. It can also be quite quick in the town traffic, and there can be no problems with parking either. The bad thing about cycling is that you're in danger if you ride the bicycle in a busy place.